弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
谢主，我们可以今天晚上一起来聚会。
Thank God we have this opportunity to gather tonight to have service.
愿主的恩惠跟我们同在。
May God's blessing be with everyone.
特别在这新的一年里面，我们可以一起来为神的工作付出。
Especially in this new year, we all have opportunities to work for God.
聚会其实就是在做神的工。
When we come to for service, this is a holy work.
我们可以在会堂里面来敬拜神，一起来学道理，这基本上就是神的恩典。
It is a blessing to be able to come to church and to worship and praise God here.
愿我们都能够在新的一年里面积极的为主做工。
May we all still have a diligent heart to serve the Lord in this new year.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考你当起来做工。
Now, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin studying the topic, Arise and Begin Working.
我们先来看一节经节，看历代志上二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 22.
历代志上二十二章。
1 Chronicles chapter 22.
第十五节、十六节。
Verse 15 and 16.
中文圣经有的是十四节、十五节，就是因为第一节有的版本把它放在二十一章的最后一节去了。
So in the Chinese version, it's verse 14 and 15 because the first verse was given to chapter 23.
第十五节说：“你有许多匠人，就是石匠、木匠和一切能做各样工的巧匠。”十六节。
16.
并有无数的金银铜铁，你当起来办事啊！愿神与你同在。
15. Moreover, there are workmen with you in abundance, woodsmen and stone cutters, and all types of skillful men for every kind of work. 16. Of gold and silver and bronze and iron, there is no limit. Arise and begin working, and the Lord be with you.
这段话是大卫对他的儿子所罗门所说的。
These are the words that David spoke to his son Solomon.
他对他这个儿子说，你要起来，要做工。
He tells his son, "Arise and begin working."
那愿神跟你同在。
And the Lord be with you.
我们读历代志上这一章，会发现他所谓的做工，就是要积极的来建造神的圣殿。
This work that David is referring to is the work of building the temple.
中文圣经把它翻作办事。
In the Chinese version, it says to take care of things.
那其实他真正的意思是真的在做工的。
But the real meaning behind it is to work.
就是要建造一个大工程。
This is a great work that he has to begin.
那这个大工程里面有硬体的部分，也有软体的部分。
In this great work, there is both hardware and software components.
因为要建造的圣殿要荣耀辉煌，而且是为了神的名而建造的。
Because the temple has to be glorious and give glory to the Lord.
那这个圣殿里面要有许多人在侍奉神。
And within the temple, there must be many that are serving the Lord.
这个殿要成为万国祷告的殿。
This temple has to become a place for all nations to gather to pray.
要是许多的民，他们可以在这里来朝见神，而且能够体会到神的恩典的所在。
This is a place for all people to gather to seek God and to receive blessing.
在这个殿里面，他们可以得到神的饶恕。
In this temple, they can pray and receive mercy.
就像大卫他本身，他得到了神的饶恕一样。
Just like how David prayed and received God's mercy.
他的一生也经历了神无数的恩典。
In his life, he has experienced a multitude of blessings.
他现在告诉他的儿子，要积极的起来建造神的圣殿。
Now he's asking his son Solomon to diligently arise and begin this work.
所以他在第二十二章对他儿子所说的这一段话的结论，就是你要起来做工。
So the conclusion of chapter 22 is to arise and begin working.
那你要做工的时候，一定要得到神的同在，而且神也必定跟你同在。
As he is doing the work, he has to have God's abidance, and he blesses him with the Lord's abidance.
从今年一月开头，我们读经是在读《历代志上》。
From the beginning of January, we have been studying the book of First Chronicles.
历代志上跟下 这两卷书是很特别的。
Both First and Second Chronicles are very unique books.
因为它只记载犹大国的历史，一点都不提到北国以色列的任何东西。
Because it only records the happenings in the kingdom of Judah, it does not mention the northern kingdom.
而且特别是在历代志上这一段落里面呢，有许多是独特的，在别的经卷没看到的。
There are also many recordings in First Chronicles that are not recorded in the other history books.
我们如果从头开始读，就知道第一章到第九章，他在讲家谱。
If we study closely, we see that chapter 1 and 9 are talking about the genealogy.
他列出了好多好多的名字。
It lists many, many names.
那这些名字其实都是以色列的子孙。
All these names are the descendants of Israel.
那到第九章特别又提到被掳归回到耶路撒冷的人民。
In chapter 9, it also records the names of those who've been captive.
他们已经回来了，归回的。
Those who have returned from captivity.
所以从第九章的这个记录就会发现说，历代志他所写的时间点应该是在百姓被掳之后归回耶路撒冷以后所写的。
So from this recording we can expect that these books were written after the Israelites returned from captivity to Jerusalem.
所以这卷书有它特殊的目的，为了要教导被掳归回的以色列选民。
So there is a unique purpose to this book, which is to instruct the Israelites that have returned from captivity.
而且回顾历史，要让他们了解为什么这一群属神的百姓会落到国破家亡、被掳外邦的情境里。
And it is to teach the Israelites the history of why they were taken captive in the first place.
他们被掳之后归回的最重要目的就是要重建圣殿。
And the most important purpose for them returning from captivity is to rebuild the temple.
历代志的历史特别是历代志上，让我们看到当初神的这个荣耀的圣殿是如何被建造的。
The books of Chronicles, especially First Chronicles, records how the glorious temple of God was built.
所以它整个历史是从大卫开始当王记录起来的。
That's why the recordings begin from when David was king.
他在第十章只是简单介绍了扫罗王的死亡。
And in chapter 10, it very briefly mentions the death of King Saul.
从第十一章以后都是大卫的事迹。
After chapter 11, it's only recording the events of King David.
那从十一章以后，有一些历史跟列王记有一些重复。
Some of the events recorded after chapter 11 are repetitive from the books of the kings.
但是到了22章以后，
But from chapter 22 onwards,
一直到29章，
until chapter 29,
这一段圣经是非常特殊的。
This is a very unique recording in the Bible.
因为在其他的经节里面都没有提到。
Because these events are not recorded anywhere else.
所以没有所谓的平行经文可以对称。
So there is no comparative text that we can read.
因为这段历史跟记录都跟大卫他如何准备建造神的圣殿有关系的。
Because these recordings all relate to how David prepared for building the temple of the Lord.
我们从这个星期开始读的圣经，从二十二章，如果照进度，今天应该是读二十七章。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we started reading from chapter 22, and today's reading is chapter 27.
一直到29章，这一整段历史其实都是在大卫晚年的时候所写的。
And until chapter 29, all of these events were written in late in King David's life.
如果我们从第26章会看到说，大卫他在作王的第40年，就是他要死亡的那一年呢，他的整个心思意念都还在思想着有关于神圣殿的事，神国的事。
In chapter 26, we see that this is the 40th and last year of reign of King David, but his heart was still on how to prepare for the rebuilding of the temple.
所以大卫晚年的时间，他所有的心思意念都放在有关于神的圣殿，就是神国的荣耀跟工作上面。
In David's final years, all his focus and heart was on how to build the temple of the Lord.
所以就让我们看到大卫对神的爱，从他年轻的时代一直到他年老都没有改变过。
So you see that from his youth until old, his heart towards the Lord has never wavered.
这对我们今天许多主耶稣的门徒来说是很好的教训，而且非常重要的提醒。
This is a very important reminder for us who follow Jesus today.
我们有些人跟从耶稣在年轻的时候。
Some of us follow Jesus when we are young.
但是到他们成年有了工作有了家庭之后，他们就离开神了。
But after they become adults and have their own families, they leave the church.
那有的是这一代人在跟从神，但是他们的下一代就远离了神。
Or this generation may stay in the church, but their next generation will not be in the church.
今天我们做主耶稣的门徒，我们有了这份信仰，必须要从年幼到年老，要维持不变，我们最后才能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
Today, as disciples and followers of Jesus Christ, we have to remain in the faith from the start and persevere until the end.
因为传道书告诉我们说，事情的终局强如事情的起头。
Because the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that the ending of a matter is more important than its beginning.
在我们年轻的时候，我们如果努力的做工、爱神然后想要得到神的祝福，蒙神喜悦。
In our youth, because we want to obtain the blessing of God, we may stay in church and serve the Lord.
我们更需要在年老的时候更加努力。
So we should still have this same mindset when we are old.
因为当我们年老的时候，我们如果能够维持对神不变的爱，而且信心更加坚定，才是最宝贵的。
It is most precious to have unwavering love and faith for the Lord until our final years.
新娘就像有人说像在跑马拉松一样，是长途的赛跑。
Faith can be like a marathon.
你知道跑马拉松一开始跑很快没有用的。
It's not advised to run very fast in the beginning.
最后是看终点的时候，我们是不是能够真的尽力冲刺，而且奋力的跑到终点。
What matters is whether we are able to last and persevere until the end.
那大卫他在年轻的时候，他何等的爱神。这个是在列王记，撒母耳记的历史里面可以看得很清楚。
How King David loves the Lord is recorded very clearly in the books of the Kings and Chronicles.
但是当他老的时候，他更加的爱神，就在历代志上里面是看到的。
But we're especially able to see his love for the Lord in his final years in the book of Chronicles.
而且他爱神的方式跟他年轻的时候不一样。
And the method with which he loves the Lord is different from when he was a youth.
年轻的时候，他可以非常勇敢的，就带着简单的那个机弦跟一根牧羊杖，他就可以勇敢的到战场上去面对巨人哥利亚。
As a youth, he was very courageous. With a simple sling and stones, he was able to defeat the enemy.
他是勇敢的战士。
He was a very mighty warrior.
而且他也是一个非常精明的勇士。
He was also a very wise and intelligent warrior.
在扫罗当王的时候，他办事精明，不论是王或者是这些百姓都非常爱大卫。
When he was a warrior leading King Saul's armies, he was very wise in all his decisions.
他处处征战，神与他同在。
When on all his battles coming out and going in, he was God's abidance was with him.
他的年轻的作为在历史上是写得非常清楚了。
All of his doings as when he was youth are recorded very clearly in the Bible.
但是当他老的时候，他爱神，他为神做工，换了另外一个角度。
But in his elderly years, the way with which he shows love to the Lord is different.
他更加关心神的圣殿。
He is very concerned for the house of the Lord.
而且他为了将来圣殿里面侍奉神的工作，立下了一个规模跟制度。
He was very specific when he was arranging all the holy work in the temple.
他把这些祭司立位人把他组织起来。
He has set up all the divisions of the priests and Levites.
让将来所建成的这个高大辉煌的圣殿里，有许许多多人在日夜的侍奉神。
That way, when the temple is finally built, all the people can come to worship both day and night.
而且圣殿里面的每一项工作都有人在负责。
And there is a task assigned for everything in the temple.
而且每一项工作都有许多人在负责。
And there are multiple people serving for every single task.
因为他基本上把所有的应该要侍奉的人都把他组织了。
Because he has gathered all the people that are assigned to serve the Lord.
付给所有的百姓都有一个任务，为了要同心来建设这个神的圣殿。
He gave the people of Israel a mission to build the temple of the Lord.
所以在历代志上，从二十二章以后，我们看到大卫他对神的爱真的是值得我们来效法。
So we see from 1 Chronicles chapter 22, we can really follow the example of David's love for the Lord.
他没有因为年老就说他退休了。
He did not, because of his old age, refuse to take care of the Lord's things.
他从年轻一直到年老，他秉持的一样的对神的热心跟爱付出直到他生命的终点。
The way with which he served the Lord, loved the Lord, and gave his all in diligence did not change from youth until age.
所以二十九章就是历代志上的结束的时候，就是大卫他生命的终点。
When 1 Chronicles concludes with chapter 29, this is also when King David's life ends.
所以大卫他对神的爱是没有人怀疑的。
So no one suspects David's love for the Lord.
他的一生被贴上了一个标签，叫做合神心意的王。
He is a man or a king after God's heart.
那列王记上十五章里面在讲到大卫的时候，特别说他的一生除了赫人乌利亚这件事之外，他一生都是行神眼中看为正的事。
In 1 Kings, it records that aside from the incident with Uriah the Hittite, David's life was lived according to God's word.
他的一生没有违背神一切所吩咐他的。
David never turned aside from God's statutes.
那他的这一生在历代志里面让我们来看一看他是怎么样为神做工，而且他也鼓励他的儿子所罗门要这样子来爱神。
We can see from 1 Chronicles how David served the Lord and how he instructed his son to do the same.
我们现在看22章的第6节。
Let's turn to chapter 22, verse 6.
22章第6节，大卫召了他的儿子所罗门来，嘱咐他给神以色列的神建造殿宇。
Verse 6, then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord God of Israel.
第七节对所罗门说，我儿啊，我心里本想为主我神的名建造殿宇。
7, and David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house to the name of the Lord my God.
第八，只是主的话临到我说，你流了多人的血，打了多次的大仗，你不可以为我的名建造殿宇，因为你在我眼前使多人的血流在地上。
8, but the word of the Lord came to me, saying, you have shed much blood and have made great wars. You shall not build a house for my name, because you have shed much blood on the earth in my sight.
第九节说，你要生个儿子，他必做太平的人，我必使他安静，不被视为的仇敌扰乱。他的名要叫做所罗门，他在位的日子，我必使以色列人平安康泰。
9, behold, a son shall be born to you, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. His name shall be Solomon, for I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days.
第十节说，他必为我的名建造殿宇，他要做我的子，我要做他的父。他做以色列王，我必坚定他的国位，直到永远。
10, he shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.
从七节到第十节这一段是大卫跟他儿子所罗门说为什么神不允许他建圣殿的原因。
From verse 7 to 10, David explains to Solomon why God did not allow him to build the temple.
那这一段信息是在列王记里面所没有的。
This recording is missing from 1 Kings.
因为在列王记里面也描述了大卫要为神建造圣殿，但是神拒绝他的原因，没有讲他的原因。
In the books of the Kings, it mentions that God refused David to build the temple, but did not give the reason why.
那在这一段圣经哈，让我们看到神他为什么拒绝了大卫的好意。
We can see in this recording that there is good intention behind why God refused David to build the temple.
所罗门他是在神的旨意底下生下来的。
Solomon was born under God's will.
所罗门被生下来的时候，其实如果以今天的话来说，他真的是含着金汤匙来到世间的。
If Solomon was born today, we can say that he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
因为他生下来的时候是大卫正强盛的时候。
Because when he was born was at the peak of David's reign.
而且大卫的名声那个时候其实达到了顶峰。
And this was also the time when King David's name and reputation were the greatest.
我们如果看所罗门他的年纪跟大卫他做完了整个历史，因为所罗门是在大卫到了耶路撒冷当王之后才生下来的。
So if we look at the age of Solomon, when Solomon was born to David, he was born when David was made king in Jerusalem.
好，那所以他到当大卫在耶路撒冷当王的时候，就是整个国家已经统一，而且那个时候大卫正强盛。
When David became king in Jerusalem, the whole country and nation was unified and was very strong.
大卫在他兴旺的时候，他想到了神的约柜流落民间，没有住处。
And it was during David's peaceful time that he remembered the tabernacle of the Lord was in tents.
那他所以他说他本来是想要为神的名建造圣殿的。
So he wanted to build a temple for the name of the Lord.
但是神说你流人的血，所以你不适合扮演这个角色。
But God said you had shed much blood, and so you cannot build my house.
在这里我们看到大卫他是如何的来顺服神的旨意。
We see from this passage that David was submissive to God's will.
当神拒绝他不要他来建造圣殿这个好意之外哈。
Aside from God's good intention to refuse David from building the temple.
大卫他很顺服，那因为神也为他预备了这个儿子，将来要来执行这个工作。
David was submissive to God's will and knew that God had prepared his son to build the temple for him.
那所以他这个名字是所罗门这个名字是神特别给他的。
Solomon's name was given by God.
我们如果看列王记，我们就会看到先知拿单给他另外一个名字叫做耶底迪亚。
If we read the books of the Kings, we know that Prophet Nathan gave Solomon another name, which is Jedidiah.
就在撒母耳记下哈，那这个耶底迪亚就是神所爱的人。
It was in 2 Samuel, and Jedidiah means beloved of the Lord.
那就是所以，大卫他现在生了这个儿子，就是神所爱的。
So the son that had been born to David was beloved by the Lord.
那这个名字所罗门就是平安。
And the name Solomon means peaceful.
也就是太平。
Which means great peace.
所以在所罗门当王的时候，不会有一些大战。
So in the time of Solomon's life, there will be no wars.
他整个环境都是非常的康泰，而且非常的平静。
He will have a very peaceful and restful environment all around.
就是神为了要建造圣殿，预备了一个非常平安的大环境，让整个工程可以顺利进行。
In preparation for building the temple of the Lord, God prepared this peaceful time.
神不要大卫建造圣殿，其实有他的用意的。
God has his own will behind refusing David to build his temple.
因为大卫到处征战，他是战士杀人流血。
Because David had gone all over fighting many battles, he was a man of war.
我们在撒母耳记上下里面看到大卫其实也杀了很多人。
We can see from the books of 1st, 2nd Samuel, he had killed many people.
因为他那个时候作为一个战士，他在战场上征战杀人流血是必然的。
Because his occupation was a warrior and a soldier, he had shed much blood on the battlefields.
那神把这个国位赐给大卫，让他当上了王之后
，After God had given the throne to David，
现在这位战士，他如果要建造神的殿，会有很多的后遗症。
This warrior to build the temple of the Lord would have post-traumatic.
神的圣殿最后是要让万民都来到这个殿里面来祷告神的。
So God's intention for people to come to His temple is to worship Him.
我们现在想，如果当初被大卫所征服的人那他们是大卫所杀的人的后代，来到这个圣殿。看到大卫所建的圣殿，他们会有什么感想
？So imagine to the descendants of those that David had killed in the battlefields to come to this temple, how would they feel？
那时候他们的愤怒对这个圣殿的愤怒一定是难免的。
They must have subconsciously some hate towards this temple.
但是我们在看大卫的一生他对人其实大部分都是很仁慈的。
But we can see from David's life that he is a very merciful man.
那有时候他对那些跟他作对人，他甚至都还会很好心的会想要去关心他们。
He had a good heart to take care of those that opposed him.
所以我们在读历代志上的时候
，So as we're reading First Chronicles，
你看当大卫他的那个他有一次不是派了使者去慰问那个一个王他父亲死了，他去特别去派使者去慰问他们了。
So, in a neighboring nation, the king of the country had died, so he sent a messenger to ask the son how he was doing.
结果对方不但不感谢，还把这个使者羞辱一番。
But instead of being grateful, the son humiliated the servant.
那其实大卫也可以兴兵来攻打他们的。
David could have easily gathered an army to fight them.
但是我们看到，其实很多时候大卫他都手下留情。
But we see that David was a very merciful man.
他所以有一些人，他们虽然跟大卫曾经征战，但是有一些人也很，应该说很尊重大卫，也很感激大卫留下他们的性命。
So we see that many people who interacted with David were thankful for the mercy that he had shown them.
所以如果这些会尊重大卫，觉得大卫非常仁慈的人来到这个他所建的圣殿，他们又会有什么感想
？So to those who David had been merciful to, how would they feel if they walked into the temple David had built?
其实很容易的人会把一些他们所尊重的人把他偶像化。
It would be very easy for them to idolize David in this temple.
这是为什么有时候我们人会把一些伟大的人物或他有一些对我们有功劳的这些事迹的人物把他神格化了，好像他真的很伟大，像神一样。
That's why it's very easy for humans to idolize people who are great or have done great things.
那这样的新人来到圣殿，如果这个殿是大卫所建的，他们心中可能不会只有崇拜这个天上的独一神，可能还会把大卫也放在里面呢。
If these people had already idolized David, when they come to this temple, they would not only worship God, but have this heart to worship David as well.
所以神跟大卫说：“你不适合建圣殿。”
That's why God told David, "You are not suitable to build this house."
你的儿子所罗门他可以来建。
But your son can build my house.
因为而且神说，我一定要让所罗门他这个日子在地上是太平的。
And God promised that He would allow all the days of Solomon to be peaceful.
而且神还亲自说，我要做他的父亲，他要做我的儿子。
God even said, "I will be his father, and he will be my son."
他要做以色列的王。
He will be the king of Israel.
而且我一定要坚定他的国位，直到永远。
And I will establish his kingdom forever.
那今天我们想一想看如果我们曾经有一个心意要为神做什么事如果神拒绝了。
So today, if we have the heart to do work for the Lord, but are refused by God,
那时候我们会有什么想法
？Then at that point, what sort of mindset should we have?
今天有些人他们有一个概念，就是说，像在社会上有人说 不在其位就不谋其政。你不在这个位置上，你就不要去管这人家这个位置上的事情了。
There is a saying where if you are not in this position, you should not interfere with the problems associated with that position.
你不要过问别人的事情。
Don't step out of your bounds and interfere with other people's work.
所以如果不在这个位置上，他基本上就不过问了，他就远离了。
If you are not in this position or status, then you should not bother with that work.
这如果是在社会上，这个是正确的。
In society, this is true.
因为如果有人会去在参与其中，就会有利益冲突。
Because if there are two people who have conflicting ideas on how to do something, this will cause problems.
但是在神的国度里面可不是这样子。
But this is not so in God's kingdom.
大卫他没有因为神拒绝他就说那这样子我就不管了。
David did not respond to God's refusal by saying, "Oh, then I will not do any of this work."
你既然不让我做，那我就站在旁边看呢。
If you refuse me from doing this work, then I will just stand on the side and watch.
所以有时候我们在做工的时候，会有一个心态说，我如果今天是有这个职位，我才做这些事；我如果没有，我就不要了。
In society, we often have the mindset that unless I am standing in this position, I will take care and be responsible for this work. Otherwise, I will not.
这个今天以教会、以神国的角度来看，这是不正确的。
But this mindset in a church setting in God's kingdom is not correct.
因为大卫如果是这样的话，他接下去就不会有22章到29章这一整段的历史。
If David had taken that mindset, then there would have been no recording of chapter 22 to 29.
他顺服神的旨意。
He was submissive to God's will.
因为他知道神为什么不让他建圣殿。
Because he understood why God did not allow him to build it.
他自己也认为说他自己真的不适合。
And he also knew that he was not suitable to build it.
而且神已经应许了他的儿子所罗门要完成这个工作。
And God had already promised to him that his son would build the temple.
那接下来大卫就做他所能的。
So after that, David did what he could.
所以他就尽他的力量。
So he prepared everything according to his ability.
做神能够让他做的事。
To do the things that God would allow him to do.
所以我们在二十二章里面看到大卫他是如何的尽他自己一切的力量，来帮助他的儿子来做成建殿的工程。
From chapter 22 to 29, we see how David was diligent in doing everything he could to help his son build the temple.
一般的人有时候我们一个好意如果被拒绝之后，我们就会说，那我就不管了，你家的事啊。
Often, if we want to help someone out of good intention and are refused, then we will leave and not do anything else.
其实有时候抱这样的态度，这个叫做骄傲。
To have this mindset is to be proud.
意思是说你不让我做，我就什么都不管。
Because you don't allow me to do it, then I will not do anything at all.
神的国度不可以这样子。
This is not what we should do in God's kingdom.
大卫他就留下一个榜样，他绝对不是这种想法。
David left an example for us of how we should treat God's refusal.
他秉持爱神的心，完全没有改变。
His love for God had not changed.
所以我们从二十二章一开始就看到大卫是如何的尽他所有的力量来参与这个建殿的工作。
From chapter 22, we see how diligent he was in preparing for this work.
这也是为什么他最后能够对他儿子说：“你要起来做神的工作，你起来做工。”
That's why how he could also tell his son, "Arise and begin working."
如果大卫本身他没有亲自尽力的去做工，他就没有立场，而且他所说的话对儿子所说“你起来做工”这句话也没有力量的。
If David had not prepared and did the best he could to help, then he had no power or authority to say, "Arise and begin working."
我们看到在这一段记录里面，二十二章到二十九章，大卫他多次的对他的儿子勉励，对以色列的官长，对所有在神的国度里面参与侍奉人，他特别强调这个观念。
From chapter 22 to 29, we see that David kept emphasizing and encouraging his son, the leaders and officials of Israel, and all the people to do this work.
因为他自己真的是尽心尽力的侍奉到底。
Because he himself had served the Lord with all his heart, his soul, and his strength.
他不是只是给他儿子一个命令，他说你要这样做。
He did not just give his son a command to do so.
而是他给了他儿子一个非常美好的、完美的榜样。
But he gave his son a very complete and perfect example.
这是为什么？当我们读这段圣经的时候，会发现大卫的心真的是让我们觉得说神爱他真的无话可说，神应该是要这样爱他的。
We see from David's heart of love to the Lord that there is nothing for us to grumble about with God showing him the same love.
虽然他曾经犯过罪，
even though he had sinned,
但是他年老的时候为了神的工作所付出的真的是尽心尽力。
But in his final years, his heart towards serving the Lord is incomparable.
那从他的付出也看到什么叫做真诚的悔改。
From his actions, we can also see what is true repentance.
他做他能够做的工作。
He did what he could do.
那所以第二十二章一开始
from the start of chapter 22,
他就说，大卫说，这就是神的殿为以色列人献燔祭的坛。
It says, then David said, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel.
然后从二节以后，你就看到他预备了为神的建殿的工程，预备了多少东西。
So from verse 2 onwards, we see how many preparations David made.
他在第三节说他预备的铁跟预备的铜是多的无法可称啊。
In verse 3, we see David prepared iron and bronze in abundance beyond measure.
第四节说他预备无数的香柏木。
And verse 4, cedar trees in abundance.
这些材料都没有办法称啊，就是这多到没有办法去衡量到底有多少。
So the materials were so abundant that they could not be numbered.
他的只有一个目标了。
He only had one goal in mind.
就第五节说的。
Verse 5.
我儿子所罗门还年幼娇嫩，要为神建造的殿宇必须高大辉煌，使名誉荣耀传遍万国。所以我要为殿预备材料。于是大卫在未死之前预备的材料甚多。
Verse 5. Now David said, Solomon, my son, is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord must be exceedingly magnificent, famous, and glorious throughout all countries. I will now make preparation for it. So David made abundant preparations before his death.
这个多得不可胜数。
It was so abundant that it could not be numbered.
我们在第十四节会看，又看得到。
And then in verse 14.
我们看第十四节。
Verse 14.
大卫说：“我在困难之中为神的殿预备了金子十万他连德，银子一百万他连德，铜和铁多得无法可称。我也预备了木头、石头，你还可以增添。”
14. Indeed, I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold and 1,000,000 talents of silver and bronze and iron beyond measure, for it is so abundant. I have prepared timber and stone also that you may add to them.
这个是。金子十万塔连德，银子一百万塔连德，我们知道那是多少吗？
Do you know how much 100,000 talents of gold are?
一百万塔连德，如果这个以材料的重量来说，这是圣经里面所记载最大的数量。
In the recordings in the Bible, this is the greatest number recorded for talents.
在任何一个地方都没有看到这么大的数量的那个材料。
Elsewhere, we do not see such a great number of talents.
一百万他连得的银子，如果以今天来看的话，大概是34,000公吨，34,000公吨。
1 million talents of silver today is 34,000.
公吨 ton.
Oh, tons.
对，那个。那金子就是十分之一，就是3,400公吨。
So the gold is only a tenth of it.
那是大卫他为了建的圣殿所预备的。
This was what David prepared for the temple.
如果把这个金子跟银子换算成今天的价值，你知道它有多少吗
？If we calculate how much gold and silver is worth today.Do we know how much it is?
当然有人说那可能这个单位可能写错夸张太夸张了。
Some people say the number that's written here is too outrageous.
不管怎么样这个表示大卫真的尽他全力而且把他自己的都放上去的。
It doesn't matter. This means that David gave everything, even the things he owned.
这里是大卫他在说他以国家的整体来说，他所预备的金银呢
？This is also the silver and gold that he had prepared for the nation.
那我们现在看29章第3节。
Let's turn to chapter 29, verse 3.
29章的第三节。
29 verse 3.
第三节说，且因我心中爱慕我神的殿，就在预备建造圣殿的材料之外，又将我自己积蓄的金银献上，建造我神的殿。
3. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
第四节说，就是俄斐金3000他连德，精炼的银子7000他连德，以贴殿墙。
4. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses.
所以你看这里这个3000他连德，差不多100公吨、然后7000，那差不多就是很大的数字。你可以想想看那是有多少，那个人的。
And this 3,000 talents of gold is around 100 tons, and even more for the silver.
然后第五节说，金子做金器，银子做银器，并借匠人的手制造一切。今日有谁乐意将自己献给神呢？
Verse 5, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen, who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord?
这就是大卫他爱神的表现。
This is the love that David displays for the Lord.
他爱神的，爱慕神的殿。
He loved the Lord as well as loved men.
爱慕神的殿，实际上是因为他爱神。
He loved the temple of the Lord because he loved God.
因为他的生命，他所有一切都是他知道都是神给他的。
Because he knew all that he had in his life was given by God.
所以大卫他尽力的，尽他所能的，从头到尾，他是在预备的。
So David was very diligent from the beginning until the end. He prepared everything for the Lord.
那他特别跟所罗门在22章的第14节说：“我在困难之中是为神的殿预备金银的。”
In chapter 22, verse 14, he says, "I have taken much trouble to prepare for the house of the Lord."
那这个他在困难之中是什么意思
？In much trouble, what does this mean?
其实我们知道大卫他出外征战他其实是冒死的，就是。他上战场打仗，跟敌人对抗，他是有可能丧命的。
David often went out to the battlefield to fight wars, and there was often great risk to his life.
可是神跟他同在，所以他都得胜，他生命可以被保存。
But because God was with him, his life was preserved.
那他在战场上得到战利品，他不是把它收归自己所有啊。
All the treasures that he obtained from winning the wars, he did not keep for himself.
我们现在看历代志上第18章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 18.
第十八章。
Verse chapter 18.
十八章第九节。
18 verse 9.
到第十一节。
9 to 11.
第九节到第十一节，哈马王陀乌听见大卫杀败索巴王哈大利谢的全军。第十节。
Verse 10.
就打发他的儿子哈多兰去见大卫王，问他的安，为他祝福，因为他杀败了哈大利谢。原来陀乌与哈大利谢常常征战，哈多兰带了金银铜的各样器皿来。十一节。
11.
大卫王将这些器皿，并从各国夺来的金银，就是从以东、摩押、亚门、非利士、亚玛利人所夺来的，都分别为圣，献给神。
Verse 9 to 11. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Hadadezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David to greet him and bless him because he had fought against Hadadezer and defeated him. For Hadadezer had been at war with Tou, and Hadoram brought with him all kinds of articles of gold, silver, and bronze. King David also dedicated these to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had brought from all these nations, from Edom, from Moab, from the people of Ammon, from the Philistines, and from Amalek.
大卫他征战他所得到的东西，他特别把它分别为圣归给神，为了要建造圣殿用的。
All the treasures that King David had obtained from war, he separated them and dedicated them for the Lord.
那这个在26章他特别说明，大卫他特别派了一个人专门去管理这些东西。
In chapter 26, it also specifies that David had someone to look over, watch over these treasures.
我们看26章的26节。26章26节。
Chapter 26, verse 26.
26章说，这示罗密和他的弟兄掌管府库的圣物，就是大卫王和他众族长、千夫长、百夫长。并军长所分别为圣的物， 27，他们将征战时所夺的财物分别为圣，以备修造神的殿。
26. This Shilomith and his brethren were over all the treasuries of the dedicated things which King David and the heads of the fathers' houses, the captains over thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. 27. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicated to maintain the house of the Lord.
哦，这里就讲到他为什么叫做在困难之中，因为他是冒生命危险的。
So why did David say, in much trouble I've prepared these things? It's because he risked his life to prepare them.
他这些东西他都把它特别留起来，为了要建造神的殿用的。
He had kept all these things only to dedicate them for the temple of the Lord.
我们就看到他所积蓄的，从 他年轻的时候就开始为了神的殿做预备了。
We see that from his youth, he had already started making preparations for the temple of the Lord.
他尽他所能的为神的殿付出。
He did all that he could with his strength and might to prepare for the temple of the Lord.
这是他做工的榜样。
This is his example of servitude.
啊，所以他现在对他的儿子说。
That's why he says to his son.
我们现在看回来二十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 22.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
我儿啊，现今愿主与你同在，使你亨通，照他指着你说的话建造主你神的殿。
Verse 11, Now my son, may the Lord be with you, and may you prosper, and build the house of the Lord your God, as he has said to you.
十二节说，但愿主赐你聪明智慧，好治理以色列国，遵行主你神的律法。
12, Only may the Lord give you wisdom and understanding, and give you charge concerning Israel, that you may keep the law of the Lord your God.
13, 你若谨守遵行主借摩西吩咐以色列的律例典章，就得亨通。你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
13. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
这一段，大卫对他的儿子说。
These are the words David spoke to Solomon.
他说：“愿神使你跟你同在，使你亨通。”
May the Lord be with you and you will prosper.
亨通的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of this?
要照这神的旨意把这个殿完成。
He has to make the build the temple of the Lord according to God's instructions.
然后呢，要求神赐你聪明智慧治理以色列国。
And then he asks that the Lord gives him wisdom and understanding to judge Israel correctly.
要遵行主你神的律法。
And so that he may keep the law of God.
那表示说建造了这个神的圣殿以后。
So after building the temple of the Lord.
现在所罗门他必须要从神那边得到智慧聪明。
Solomon must receive wisdom from the Lord.
要好好的治理管理这个神的百姓。
So that he may know how to judge rightly the nation of Israel.
神的百姓要能够得福的关键点就是他们愿意遵行神所一切吩咐的律例典章诫命。
And how may the people of Israel receive blessing? It is through keeping all the statutes and judgments of the Lord.
所以他们如果能够平安，一定跟遵守神的律法有关系的。
If they have peace, that has a correlation to whether they keep the statutes and judgments of God.
那这个律法要由神的祭司利未人来传达。
And the laws of the Lord have to be taught by the Levites.
所以神的训诲要从神的殿里面出来。
So the statutes and laws of God have to come from the temple of the Lord.
百姓要来到神的殿来聆听神的话语。
The Israelites have to come to the temple to listen and learn the word of God.
那祭司利未人要尽心尽力的来教导百姓有关于神的律法。
And the Levites and priests have to diligently teach the word of the Lord.
所以十三节说，你若谨守遵行神借摩西吩咐以色列的律例典章，你就得亨通。
So it says, if you fulfill the statutes and judgments of the Lord, then you will prosper.
然后你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
It encourages him to be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed.
这句话第十三节的这句话，很像当年摩西对约书亚所说的话一样。
These words in verse 13 are very similar to what Moses told Joshua.
都是在强调说神一定会跟你同在。
So they emphasize that God will be with you.
要让你亨通。
And God will allow you to prosper.
那让这个神的旨意可以畅通无阻。
So that God's will may be done.
然后神赐你聪明智慧，所以你知道怎么做。
And God will give you wisdom and understanding, so you know what to do.
然后你要勇敢的起来做工。
Then you must be courageous to do this work.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
虽然当时候在大卫的眼中，所罗门仍然是年幼娇嫩。
Even though at this time Solomon was only a youth.
然后大卫跟他儿子说：“你要起来建造神的殿，你要起来办事。”
But David encouraged him, "You have to arise and begin working."
有这么多的材料。
There are so many materials.
啊，无法可称了。
They are abundant in measure.
那如果你觉得不够，你还可以加添。
If you think this is not enough, you can add more to it.
又有许多的匠人可以帮助你。
You have so many craftsmen to help you.
你当起来做工。
You have to rise and begin working.
愿神跟你同在。
And God will be with you.
然后接下去，大卫进一步的，在第十七节，他吩咐众首领要起来帮助他的儿子所罗门。
And then from verse 17, David also commanded all the leaders of Israel to help Solomon.
当所罗门他真的愿意起来做工的时候
，Now that Solomon is ready to rise and begin this work,
其实一定得到更多人的帮助。
Now he's received help from all of these people.
不但神跟他同在
，Not only is God with him,
而且许多众首领也能够同心的来跟他配合。
But all the leaders of Israel can help Solomon.
所以我们看到，当时候大卫为他的儿子要起来做神的殿的这个工程，他真的预备了所有一切了。
So we see that David had truly prepared everything he could to help his son do this work.
我们看一下第十八节，这是大卫对那些众首领说的话。
Let's read verse 18.
然后主你们的神不是与你们同在吗？不是叫你们四围都平安吗？因他已将这地的居民交在我手中，这地就在主与他百姓面前制服了。
18. Is not the Lord your God with you, and has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people.
这些众首领都曾经跟大卫一起出入征战的。
All of these leaders of Israel had before gone in and out with David in battle.
现在四围列国都被制服，现在他们得到平安了。
Now there was great rest and peace all around.
大卫跟他们说，现在平安是要做什么？
Now David instructed them in the time of peace, this is what you should do.
十九节，现在你们应当立定心意，寻求主你们的神，也当起来建造主神的圣所，好将神的约柜和供奉神的圣器皿都搬进为神的名建造的殿宇。
Verse 19, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Therefore arise and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy articles of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord.
众人现在要立定心意来寻求神。
These people now have to set their hearts and souls to seek the Lord their God.
也就是说，要知道说，现在神给我们这个恩典，我们应该要做什么
？So they have to understand now God has given us this great blessing. What should we do?
我们要起来建造神的殿。
We have to rise and build the sanctuary.
最后可以把这个约柜迎到这个圣所来。
And then we can bring the Ark of the Covenant and Articles of God into this
house. 那在这里，我们可以共同来遵守神的一切所吩咐的。
Then within this temple, we can observe all that God commanded us to do.
在这个殿里面，他们可以享受神的慈爱。
And in this temple, we can experience God's love.
可以在这个神里面啊，这个各支派之间可以啊同心合一的，在像团契一样，因为他们本来都是一家人。
Within this temple, all the tribes can gather and be unified as one family.
啊，所以这一段圣经哈，让我们看到啊，起来做工何等重要。
So in this passage, we see how important it is to arise and work together.
今天主耶稣他来到世上的时候，他从头到尾就是在做工。
Jesus Christ, when he came to earth, from the beginning to the end of his life, he was doing the work.
他也教导我们要这样做工。
He also instructed us to do the same.
那在旧约里面的预表性里面，我们看到所罗门是如何被鼓励应该起来做工。
We see in the foreshadowing of the Bible that Solomon was also encouraged to do the work of the Lord.
主耶稣他是和平的君呢。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
他来的时候，他真的是像这样子的。
When he came, he did the same thing.
起来做工。
He arose to begin working.
我们现在看约翰福音。第九章。
Let's turn to John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
主耶稣告诉我们的话。
These are the words Jesus told us.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音九章第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4.
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
跳过去看第十二章。
Let's jump to chapter 12.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第35节.
Verse 35.
耶稣对他们说, 光在你们中间还有不多的时候, 应当趁着有光行走, 免得黑暗临到你们, 那在黑暗里行走的, 不知道往何处去。
35. Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
主耶稣他是世上的光。
Jesus is the light of this world.
他告诉我们要趁着白天，我们还有时间的时候，还有光的时候，要赶快做工。
He teaches us that we have to work while it is day, while we still have the light.
要完成父所托付的。
We have to complete the work that the Father has given us.
今天我们的教会。 是基督的身体。
Today, the church is the body of Christ.
好多的工作要完成。
There are many works to be completed.
但愿我们都能够, 起来做工。
May we all be able to rise and begin working.
来参与, 这个神国的, 这个伟大工程。
And participate in the great works in the kingdom of God.
让我们也在神的荣耀里面有份。
So that we can have glory and partake in God's glory.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
424首。
424.